What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BWT. I'm your host, Teddy, and today we will get into games one and two of the NLCS between the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. Get right into it. Game one, Kyle Schwarber comes up in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch that he sees, hits a bomb. Phillies go up 1-0. Bryce Harper on his birthday connects with a solo home run for his fourth home run of the postseason to go up 2-0. In the bottom of the second, Nick Castellanos stays hot, hits a solo home run for his fifth of the postseason. They go up 3-0. In the bottom of the third, Bryce Harper hits an RBI single to go up 4-0. In the bottom of the fifth, JT Realmuto goes up, hits an RBI single to make it 5-0. In the top of the sixth, Geraldo Perdomo gets the Diamondbacks on the board with a 2-run home run to make it 5-2. And then in the top of the seventh, Alec Thomas hits a sac fly to bring in a run, make it 5-3. That was your final score of game one. We had Zach Wheeler being dominant again. He's been nothing less than dominant this postseason. He's 2-0. Actually, I believe he's 3-0. He went 6 innings, giving up 2 earned runs, no walks, 8 Ks, and only allowing 3 hits with an ERA of 2.37. Zach Gallen pitched 5 innings, gave up 5 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 Ks, giving up 8 hits. His ERA goes to a 4.96. And Craig Kimbrell comes in the ninth, pitches an inning, no earned runs, 1 walk, 1 K, allowing no hits. He remains at a 0 ERA for the postseason. The Diamondbacks lose. Game one of the series, Phillies continue to roll at home. They are, again, the definition of home field advantage. Red October is real. Those fans, they get after it. And the starting pitcher for game two for the Diamondbacks, Merrill Kelly, when he was asked about the crowd noise and how he was going to handle it, he said that it really isn't going to be anything compared to when he pitched in the World Baseball Classic last summer when he pitched against Venezuela for Team USA. And boy, did they have something to say about that. Let's get into game two. First inning, again, I don't know what it is about a home run in the first inning for the Phillies, but Trey Turner connects for his third home run of the postseason to go up 1-0. And then in the bottom of the third, Kyle Schwarber connects for a home run, a solo shot. His second of the postseason, makes it 2-0. And then in the bottom of the sixth, he leads off the inning with another solo home run, his third of the postseason to make it 3-0. Realmuto comes up with a 2 RBI double to make it 5-0. Brandon Marsh comes up to make it to hit an RBI double to make it 6-0. The thing about Brandon Marsh's at bat, the hitter before him is Nick Castellanos, and the Diamondbacks had a lefty on the mound, so they wanted that lefty lefty advantage or lefty lefty matchup advantage to the pitcher. Most of the time, but he left his sinker right down the middle, and Brandon Marsh just didn't try to do anything much with it. He went along with it down the third base line, smacked a double, made them pay for making that decision of walking Castellanos to get to him at that point in the game. They go up 6-0, and then Alec Bohm comes up in the bottom of the seventh with a 2 RBI double to make it 8-0. And man, was he flashing the leather today at third base. That's the hot corner for a reason. And that kid, he was diving to his backhand, diving to his forehand, making all the plays. So a real credit to him, because that was one of his downfalls last season. So it's good that he spent the time to work on his craft, that part of his game. You always want to be a all-around player at this time of the year. Want to make the plays to help your team win and keep guys off base, to have your pitcher just be more comfortable when he's on the mound. And then also in the bottom of the seventh, Realmuto hits an RBI single to make it 9-0. The pitch before, it came a little inside. He said he backed up and he said that it hit him. The Phillies reviewed it and it came out that it didn't hit him. So the very next pitch, he comes up with an RBI single, and Trey Turner, he yells at him, "Hey, I bet you wish you got hit by that pitch." So that was pretty funny. And then Nick Castellano comes up in the bottom of the seventh and hits a sac fly to make the score 10-0. Yeah, this was an absolute dominant performance by the Phillies. We had Aaron Nola throw 6 innings, no earned runs, no walks, 7 Ks, only allowing 3 hits. His ERA in the postseason is a 0.96 right now. He's just dealing. He has been dealing. Wheeler and Nola are the 1-2 punch that you want to have in this time of the season. You want to be able to hand the ball to a guy that you know is going to give you 6 strong innings. And with the bullpen that the Phillies have right now, with guys that are coming out of the pen throwing 98-100 miles per hour, and then with some nasty junk to go off with it, it's going to be tough for guys to come back in those situations. And the Phillies are doing a great job of jumping out ahead early in the game to put more pressure on the opposing team, especially in this series with the Diamondbacks being so young. I feel like they get down and then they start pressing a little bit to try to do a little too much. So that's that. Merrill Kelly, he pitched pretty well. He made 3 mistakes, and all 3 mistakes went over the fence. He pitched 5.2 thirds of an inning, giving up 4 earned runs, 3 walks, 6 Ks, 3 hits. That's it. Only 3 hits, but those 3 hits were home runs. So that didn't really help him out. His ERA in the postseason is 3 flat. Man, these Diamondbacks, they really shocked me by getting blown out in this game. I expected them to come out and really battle. This offense that the Diamondbacks have is a very scrappy group, and I feel like they were going up there with no plan. So for them to get a game in, at least in this series, I feel like they have to have a better approach at the plate so that they can have better at-bats and get guys on and just hit them in. Especially just going home now, I feel like they're going to be more relaxed. Again, I do have the Phillies in 6 in this series. And if you think that I just pulled that out of a hat, you can go check out I think it was 2 videos ago when I was previewing the NL and ALCS. I predicted the Phillies in 6. So I see the Diamondbacks winning at least 2 games in this series. So, I mean, they got some work to do, because right now, it looks like it looks bad for them as of right now. Going into game 3, the Diamondbacks are throwing Pfaff, and the Phillies are throwing Ranger Suarez. Suarez has a 0 ERA in 2 starts, and Pfaff has a 3.86. Phillies are 6-1 in the playoffs as of right now. They lead the series 2-0, and they are taking full advantage of being at home. They are 6-0 at home this postseason. And one key thing that they're also doing, their rotation has been extremely dominant, extremely aggressive, giving up only 4 walks in the entire postseason this far, and getting 51 strikeouts. So that is a 51-4 strikeout to walk ratio. You're not gonna do much offensively when you have guys that are just straight up attacking, and you're being a little passive as the Diamondbacks right now. Again, like I said, I feel like they're pressing a little bit too much to really try to do more than what they have to, which is just to get on base. I always tell my guys that I coach, there's no such thing as a 5-run home run, right? So just, you got to chip away. Diamondbacks have to have better at bats. Be more aggressive in the early count, because these, again, like I said, these pitchers are coming out, they're throwing strikes, and they're throwing hard too. Nola today was around like 95, 96. Zach Wheeler yesterday was around 97, 98. And then again, once you get to that bullpen, they're chucking guys, they're coming out 98, 99, 100 miles per hour. Their slowest guy in the bullpen is, I believe, Craig Kimbrell, and he throws 95, 96. Sometimes he can ramp it up to 97. He's an older guy, so might take a little bit for him. But once you sit on that fastball, they're just going to come up with that off speed. They're doing a great job of keeping these hitters off balance as an entire staff. As the Phillies are doing, both series right now are 2-0. The Rangers took care of the Astros in Houston. Now they go to Arlington, and the Phillies take care of home field advantage, and they go off to Arizona to play game 3. It's 2-3-2. So they have 3 games in Arizona and 3 games in Arlington. We might see 2 sweeps. You can't put it past these guys. It's pretty insane. I said the Rangers were going to win in 7 games, but the way that their offense is coming out and just swinging the bat is incredible. So, with that being said, man, make sure you guys are liking these videos. Make sure you're sharing these videos, commenting on these videos, and make sure you're hitting that sub button, man. We're like 50 subscribers away from our goal of 1K. We would really appreciate it if you guys just hit that sub button. We give you all content. It's not just this baseball show. There's the Refuse to Lose show, which gives you all hot topics in all the sports that are going on right now, with Dave, Tomo, and Joe. And then we've got BWT with me. I give you everything baseball related. And then we have CTC, Carl Talking College. He gives you everything college related, football and basketball. With basketball coming up, he's going to be a busy man, and he's going to be just dishing out content, previewing, reviewing games here and there. So make sure you tune into that. And then we have FFC, Fantasy Football with Coombs. We like to call him Coach. He tells us who to start, who to sit, who to cut, who to add. stuff like that. And then he has this little segment called the Coach's Couch. It's an entertaining segment. So make sure you guys are tuning in. We also have two other shows. We have the Joe Jordan Show, where he gives you little tidbits on everything going on sports related, and Dave's Doghouse. He gives you the top performers, pretty much. Those are like dogs. And then he's got people that he puts inside the doghouse that just stink up the place. So make sure you guys are tuning into all shows. Make sure you guys are hitting that sub button. And then if you want to become a member, click the link in the description. We have Instagram chats. We've got baseball, NFL, NBA mixed in with WNBA, got college basketball mixed in with women's college basketball. We have a college football chat, and then we also have a combat chat, which is a mixture of boxing, UFC, and WWE. And make sure you tune in tomorrow, today actually, to the main show, Refuse to Lose. There is a boxing episode, and you do not want to miss that. Make sure you guys are hitting the sub button so you get all the latest news coming from Refuse to Lose Network. That's all I got for you guys today. Till next time. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.